It was a beautiful day in Monterey. The morning sun had come out, and it was drying all the beautiful dew on the brown hills. But it was perfect weather for the track. And I was on it in a Formula Ford. And I am working my way around the curves, and I'm looking for my apexes, and I'm accelerating into my, decelerating into my turns and accelerating out. And I'm going faster and faster and up, up, up through the straightaway to the top of the eighth curve, the eighth turn, which is the corkscrew. And I get there, and I'm hit. I got to live for my kids. I got to be there. Now, my love of cars goes way back. When my father married my mother, he did two pretty cool things. One, he adopted me. And two, he parked a silver Porsche 356 Speedster in the family garage. I remember loving to ride in those red leather jump seats. Now, 6 months later, my baby brother was born, and suddenly we needed a family car. So out went the Speedster, and in came a white Chevy Vega. So we kind of continued the downward spiral a few years later when the next car was a Ford Country Squire station wagon. Forest green, replete with faux wood paneling. So, a few years later, instead of getting my permit driving, say, a Speedster or even a Vega, I end up getting a license to drive and pilot a U-boat through the high school parking lot. And better yet, I inherit this blunderbuss in the middle of the gas crisis. Now, if you all remember the gas crisis back in the 70s, you pretty much had to ration the gas so that on even or odd days, you got to go get in line and fill up your tank. I remember spending lots of time, about 6 a.m. in the morning, waiting at the Phillips 66 station, listening to KLOS, doing my hair, finishing my homework. But there were some good things about having a station wagon, too. One, you could load up every friend you had and go down to Newport at 14th Street, or you could take all of the sets and props and everything for the drama club around. But the best part was taking your best friend, ditching fifth period, and taking what I thought was the most beautiful drive down there. The area between Corona del Mar and Laguna Beach on PCH. Back then, there were no mansions. There was just the Irvine Hills and the ocean, and it was gorgeous. And if you had enough gas, and it was your day to get it, you could cruise all the way down to South Laguna and get a strawberry shake at the Shake Shack. Now, ultimately, the station wagon, well, she died a timely death in the Costa Mesa intersection about rush hour. But then I get to high school graduation, get through the ceremonies, go home. There's a little party. We got lots of friends and family there. And about halfway through the party, my parents ask us all out to the garage. Now, I know my folks pretty well, and I'm thinking they could be just cruel enough to be hauling us all out to the garage to see, well, a Smith Corona typewriter in the middle of it. But no, I walk in, and where the station wagon was is a gold Datsun 310 GX hatchback 4-speed. Now, I'll tell you right now, if you want to get your kids to learn how to drive a stick shift, buy them a brand new car with a 4-speed, and they'll figure it out. I spent the rest of that summer tooling around Southern California, learning all kinds of things about my little car. Like, for example, if you're on a hill at a stoplight, pick up and pull on your hand parking brake, and that'll get you into your gear because you don't want to be the guy stalled in the left-hand lane. I also learned pop-up sunroofs leak, especially at the car washes. But the best thing I learned was the freedom to be able to drive all the way up here to San Luis Obispo to go to Cal Poly. Here at Poly, I met a boy who loved cars. And I have to tell you this. Daughters tend to look for their fathers in men. They say that. So this guy's opening gambit. We're at Port San Luis. We're at a beach party. And he says to me, this is his line, I kid you not, I have some champagne in my car. Would you like to come up and see the work I did on my dashboard in my little Porsche Speedster this summer? But the best part was when he came to pick me up for our date. It was a white Chevy Vega. 20 years later, 2 kids, 40 some odd cars, we are on the best date ever. We are cruising down Laguna Seca, Mazda Speedway, on that most beautiful morning. Now, I come into the pits. I'm in my fire suit. I've got my helmet on. And we're getting into the cars. And we hear the most gorgeous 3 words. I know I'm weird. Gentlemen, start your engines. And we do, and it's loud, and it sounds like a hornet's nest has just gone berserk. But we pull on out behind the pace car, and we start moving around the turns. And again, I'm remembering what I learned. I'm watching for my apexes. I'm decelerating into my turns. I'm accelerating out, and I'm going faster and faster. And I get to the Ray Hall Straightway, and I'm actually passing cars. It is so cool. And I'm going, and I'm going, and I'm going up, 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 up. And all I see is sky. Where's the road? Oh, my God. Focus. Okay. Do I turn right, then left, then right? Or is it left, right, left? Oh, my God. Okay. I got to get it together. I got to stay focused. I got to be there for my kids. There's a reason you don't hear about a lot of race driving mamas. To win a race, to be in that kind of a car, you've got to really want it, and you've got to be able to stay focused and be able to go balls out crazy to make sure you get to win. You get to the finish line. You get the checkered flag. I got to stay alive for my kids. I've got to raise them. I've got to teach them how to drive. Okay, so I know there's one thing. There's racing teams, right? And on the racing team, sometimes you're the driver who wins, and sometimes you're the driver who blocks and drafts and weaves and allows your teammate to take the win, to get to the finish line, to get to the checkered flag. So I'm back at the top of the straightway. I'm about ready to go over, and I'm reluctant to do it. But I pull back on the throttle. I downshift. I decelerate. I may even have braked a little. But suddenly, I can see over the turn, and I can make my way down that corkscrew. And I finished my route, and I took the round again and again. But I was going to walk off that track that day, and I was going to go home, and I was going to raise my kids, and teach them how to drive, and block, and draft, and weave, and allow them to get to their finish line, their checkered flag. Then, it'll be my turn. Thank you.